This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in terms of investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare. He added that the telemedicine facility is being expanded to all primary health centres. The Prime Minister said the future of the nation is determined by investments in innovation. He asserted that artificial intelligence has the potential to contribute several lakh crore rupees to India's economy, underscoring the need for rapid progress in this direction.
भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था में आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस कई लाख करोड़ रुपए की ग्रोथ दे सकती है, इसलिए हमें इस दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ना है। इस बजट में एआई ड्रिवेन एजुकेशन और रिसर्च के लिए 500 करोड़ आवंटित किए गए हैं। भारत एआई की क्षमताओं को विकसित करने के लिए नेशनल लार्ज लैंग्वेज मॉडल की स्थापना भी करेगा। इस दिशा में हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर को भी दुनिया से एक कदम आगे रहने की जरूरत है।
The Prime Minister also mentioned the establishment of a national gene bank to preserve India's plant genetic resources to ensure genetic resources and food security for future generations. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, while speaking at the concluding session of the webinar, said the government is committed to making India a global innovation hub. He said 20,000 crore rupees have been allocated for research, development and innovation in the Union Budget 2025-26. The government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag to Kedarnath ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometer Hemkund Sahib ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2730 crore rupees. The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with the cost of 3880 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has applauded the cabinet decisions. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the cabinet today made two significant decisions. He said the two new ropeways will not only save devotees' time, but also make their journey more convenient. Mr. Modi said revised livestock health and disease control program is a big step towards better animal health, higher productivity and prosperity for farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the Japanese business delegation led by Tatsuo Yasunaga in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he was encouraged by their expansion plans in India and their steadfast commitment to make in India, make for the world. Mr. Modi further expressed hope for deepening economic collaboration with Japan, India's special strategic and global partner. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the annual cultural festival Vividhata Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the President said the festival celebrates the diverse heritage of different parts of the nation and showcases unique traditions of various regions. The President said in this edition more than 500 artisans and weavers will be showcasing traditional handicrafts and handlooms as well as intricate brass and wooden crafts. President Murmu urged citizens to participate in the event and boost the confidence of the artisans. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore tonight. Chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history, set by New Zealand, South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first, New Zealand piled up 362 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Rachin Ravindra was declared player of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.